Everybody's talking about the opening of Walking with Herb, but you have a story and a photo on the cover of the very first feature film made in Las Cruces. Tell us about it.
It was called Devil's Mistress. It came out in 1965, and kind of a cult classic among some people. It's kind of a fake Western. But NMSU instructor Julia Smith got a grant to digitally preserve that film and do some other things to help expand New Mexico's film culture, which is broader and deeper than a lot of people realize.
Tragic to see the damage done at a local coffee shop in Las Cruces. And you talked to the owners?
Yes, Beck's Coffee, most of you have heard by now, got vandalized over the weekend. Someone came in and trashed the whole shop. Luckily, their major appliances, the coffee roasters and some other key things, were unharmed, but lots of locals are pitching in, raising money, and it's just, you know, it's like any kind of home invasion. This business is the home to Arianna Parsons and her husband Terrell Thacker, and they're just dealing with the trauma, not to mention the insurance and on the police and all that other stuff. But they have two small boys who are trying to figure it out. Her son Thomas said, "You know, Mom, what happened is some sneaky person came in and made some really, really bad choices." And I kind of summed up the whole tragedy there. But with the community behind them, I know they'll be back.
And not too soon. Well, businesses have been needing help, and they've been getting it from different sources. But there's a new source that you write about in the form of a grant from El Paso Electric.
Right, El Paso Electric's pledged to provide $1 million a year for 20 million. El Paso Electric has established a grant to provide $1 million a year for 20 years to drive economic development in southern New Mexico. And there's going to be a public Zoom meeting Monday, May 10th to tell the folks how the money's going to be used and maybe how they can get involved.
Moving on to Cinco de Mayo, which is coming up, but you had to pivot, I guess, is the word of the day.
Right. So we Elva Osterreich, our reporter, talked to Kelly Coffeen, you know, the local cookbook author and taco expert. So Elva came up with a story called Cinco de Taco, and Kelly gives us some ideas how you can celebrate in your own kitchen, and she's got some good recipes for carne asada tacos and guacamole and of course, the margaritas.
Yeah. And while not all of our entertainment options are back in the swing of things, there are some, and you have some of those highlights in your arts and entertainment section.
Right. NMSU Theater Department is doing a Shakespeare project that they're streaming via the internet, and it's about love and romance, kind of an amalgam of some Shakespeare things, so it sounds like fun. And Las Cruces native Joshua Pugh founded this worldwide dance company called Dark Circles Contemporary Dance Company. He started it in Korea, and it's housed in Dallas, but he's come back home to create a special dance for Dance Now's 25th anniversary.
And some big sporting events, both local and on the national scale this weekend that you're talking about?
Right. We've now got our schedules for the local sports. You still can't go to the high school events, but you can go in a limited way to the NMSU events. They're having baseball, softball, and Aggie Tennis is actually hosting the WAC tournament this weekend. There's five women's teams and four men's teams. The Aggies are seated in number two in both brackets. And our editor, Dave Burge, takes a look at the Kentucky Derby, which is also going on this weekend. So if you have your margaritas for Cinco de Mayo and your mint juleps for Kentucky Derby, could make for a great weekend.
And a really fabulous hat, of course.
And that's just a sampling. There's so much more in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. You can get it on the web at lascrucesbulletin.com and check us out on social media.
All right, Richard, thank you for the preview. Have a great week.
You too, Casey. Thanks so much.